When you think about the holidays, food, gifts, and decorations may be what comes to mind. But what really makes a holiday meaningful is being together with loved ones. Many families, especially those who have been affected by Hurricane Katrina and those who have someone serving overseas, will not know the full joy of the season this year. To that end, commentator John McCann suggests we all take a moment to think about the real meaning of Christmas.
What's on my Christmas list? Nothing. Well, nothing much. Except maybe some drawers. Can't ever have enough underwear, now can you? Not that I always thought this way. As a kid, I hated getting underwear for Christmas. And multicolored tube socks. They were the kind of gifts that left nothing to be desired. Relatives didn't even put them in boxes, so you could tell what it was when you picked up the package. All I could do was feign enthusiasm like, "Ooh, thanks, Aunt So-and-so. That's just what I needed. A great big pack of socks." Understand me now. I was, 10 years old or something. So there I am thinking about going back to school after Christmas break, and all my friends will be talking about their Atari video games and go-karts and mopeds and whatnot. And then it'd be my turn to show and tell. And all I'd be able to do is lift up my corduroy pants from Kmart and boast that the rings around my tube socks match my shirt. But now I'm a grown man with a mortgage and a light bill, and some of the elastic in my underwear is shot. Plus my baby needs drawers. She needs pull-ups to be exact. And it's up to me, the bottom. My, how grateful I'd be this year for the simple gift of drawers. People ask me what my daughter needs for Christmas, and I tell them nothing. Not that I'm a Scrooge, but these people have in mind a bunch of noisy toys to clutter up my little bitty house. Thank you, but a case of pull-ups for my baby girl will work just fine. Size 2T to 3T. Oh, the ones with the wetness liner, please. Funny how priorities change. If growing into adulthood and parenthood didn't do it, surely this year's tragedies did, namely what happened to our brothers and sisters on the Gulf Coast. Last year this time, they were preparing for Christmas as usual. This year, well, you know. Oh, don't worry. I'm not going to throw some guilt trip on you and try to get you to take all the money you were going to use on Christmas presents and send it toward hurricane relief. Not a bad idea, but I'm not going to take you down that road. But do this for me. Ask yourself, what is it that you really need? What is it that your kids really need? Another piece of jewelry? Another video game? They're good for the wish list, but neither one is a need. What we need, if I may be so bold, is more compassion. That's become a cliche, I know, but that's what we need. Can't ever get too much compassion, because compassion will make us remember that mama and that daddy who will be without their son or daughter this Christmas because military duty called, and war is no joke. Compassion will make us appreciate what could be viewed as the privilege of paying a higher home heating bill after thinking about those who lost their cribs because the crazy economy ate their jobs. Compassion, you see, will make us remember New Orleans and the surrounding area. Because no doubt, happy holidays for those folks certainly boils down to the essentials, as in the gift of drawers and the simple luxury of choosing between boxers or briefs.
John McCann is a columnist for the Herald Sun newspaper in Durham, North Carolina.